Thank you so much for listening. For more information about Ebenezer Church, visit us online at ebenezerpbc.org.
For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. When we speak of perfection and the work of the ministry, and we speak of edification of the body of Christ, most times, at least or especially in the denominational world, when we think of edification, well, the word means to build up. And naturally, the first thing that comes to mind is numbers and people in the church. Do not misunderstand me. It grieves me greatly that the number of people in the Old Baptist and every other denomination, by the way, has fallen so greatly in recent years. I was reading the other day, it was either 40-something thousand or 70-something thousand old-school primitive Baptists who strive to keep the same doctrine, the same practice that Christ established in the kingdom which he placed in this world and translated us into and brought us to the assembly. Is 40-something or 70-something. I forget the exact number, but it wasn't very much. That's disheartening. And I do wish it were more. But we still come back to the fact that God would not be left without a witness, and without the sovereignty of God and the hand of God, we'd have far less, if any at all. But when we speak about perfecting the saints and the work of edifying the ministry and the edifying of the body of Christ, we think about numbers, but we also think about edifying, building up, strengthening, feeding, knowledge. We can't give faith because faith is the fruit of the Spirit. That's solely the work of God. It's the fruit of the Spirit. And we certainly cannot command the Spirit of God, nor give it. But when we think about that, we are told that we can build upon that faith. That's one thing that comes with preaching to the gospel. That's one thing that comes with establishing the gospel to someone where it has not been established before. The door was opened with the apostles to the Gentiles in that aspect. Evangelism has been done. It's been opened. To evangelize means to establish where it was not. The only way that's possible to us today is on an individual basis to those who have not heard nor understood the true doctrine of Jesus Christ. That's part of the work of the ministry on an individual basis. But the point of edifying the body of Christ, we look so greatly at numbers. It's not always numbers. As a matter of fact, in this day and age, it's more strengthening what we have. In 2 John, John tells us to take heed unto the doctrine, that we lose not the things which we have wrought. What God has wrought, what God has worked, what God has established cannot be shaken, cannot be lost, cannot be taken away. But we, on the other hand, what we work for, when we plant, when we water, in the kingdom of God, can be lost. It can fall. It can be taken away. If it cannot, then why do we see old Baptist churches up for sale? The oldest church in, I think, Moody or Atmore was sold several years so back. It was established so long ago, the time it was established, it had to be a primitive Baptist church because that was the only Baptist, period, at that time. And then deception comes in and guile comes in and they were taken to another doctrine, a wind of doctrine and a flavor and carried away. But the building was eventually sold to edify the body of Christ. God gave the gift of the ministry. The people of Israel are an example unto us in that God, in many ways, but regarding this text, in that God gave them Moses. Well, Moses. God sustained Moses. Moses could not even speak He had a slow tongue. He stuttered. That shows you that God takes a man who is unable and makes him able and enables him and sends him forth to do His will. It is a gift of service to the man. It is a gift of service to God's people. That is showing us also the ministry today. It is a gift to God's people in the kingdom of God. Those who know not God, those who do not have the Spirit, those who are spiritually discerned cannot hear the Word of God. They cannot hear what Paul calls in 1 Thessalonians the foolishness of preaching. For it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You notice belief came first. But the ministry is a gift. It's here to edify the body of Christ. People, by our nature, want to hear good things. Amos was told, one of the minor prophets, that he was sent preaching how they had rebelled against God and corrupted the law service. And they told him, "You go back down to the king's house. Do not come here." This is paraphrasing. Let's read the book of Amos. We don't want to hear that. Prophesy unto us smooth things. Prophesy unto us good things. Well, how is that different from today? It's not. Tell me I can attain eternal life. Tell me I can please God. Tell me I'm in the same level or just slightly below God. Tell me I've got to help God. Tell me I've got to make a choice. Tell me there's no hell so the wicked are not burning for eternity. All these things are lies. All these things are heresies. The truth is from beginning to end in the Holy Writ that salvation is of the Lord. That God came into this world and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the living Word, which became flesh and dwelt among us and died for people He chose to love that were at rebellion against Him, that were dead in trespass and sin. He completely saved them. He finished the work that God the Father gave them to do. And then He gave us a kingdom here in this world in Jesus Christ. And He gave us the gift of the ministry that we might learn these things and know these things and hear these things and feel these things. That's how we're edified. We come to church and we sit and we listen to the man. I have enjoyed this so much to get to hear somebody preach. It's good to hear preaching. I like to hear it too. To hear the work of God. To hear the wisdom of God. To hear someone tell me about the glory of God in Jesus Christ. And also, as Paul said in Acts 19, to declare the full gospel. We're coming in Ephesians to the practical chapters that teach us of our duty to God. The minister does that. The minister, the God-called minister who studies the Bible, is going to teach you of the sovereignty of God, of the purpose of God, of Jesus Christ, whom God has exalted far above all other things He ever created. In the body of a man, that's important because He died for you and for your body and will raise it up and it will be with Him. But He also tells us that we have a kingdom, a great pearl, a precious pearl that we ought to sell everything we have in order to attain it. That it ought to be first in our life. That it ought to be first in all that we do is for the kingdom of God. Whether it's at church, whether it's in family, whether it's in our employment. That everything should be done with the love of God and the love of the brotherhood. The brotherhood is the kingdom. The love of God's people, the truth, to edify, to build up, to give strength to each. You want a personal God? To each individual born again, child of God, because if God has given them no birth yet, then they are not in the least bit interested and will not have it. God prepares the heart. Then they can hear the gospel call. the edifying of the body of Christ, to build up the church. You know, we've been thinking a lot lately, and we see so many things in Scripture. We read the Apostle Paul, I believe 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, about what, speaking about what theologians call the apostasy, speaking about all these things they say are going to come to pass, the great Antichrist. Well, you know, I read in church history that most of our forefathers thought that Paul Rome, the Pope himself, was one going to be the Antichrist and was the man of sin and the deception of Satan. I can see where they understood that because of all the hundreds of thousands of Christians they burned at the stake. I'm talking about Pope. I'm talking about Paul Rome. I'm talking about when it was in Rome in that day, in the Dark Ages. I'm not talking about today, when they thought that that may have been the man of sin. But my point is this. We don't know what time it is. The disciples asked Christ in Acts chapter 1 when he was going to be taken back up into glory, testifying that the work the Father sent him to do was finished because he received him back. That wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Speaking of the physical nation, I believe. But he said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has set, is that the word it uses? In his own power. We don't know the magnificent wisdom of God, the full purpose of God. We're given just a small measure of the Spirit, just a small measure of faith, just a small knowledge of Christ, of God. We can't see Him in this body of sin, or we'd be consumed. But my point with that is we do not know the times nor the seasons. This world may end before we leave this building. This world may end tomorrow. This world may end another 8,000 years. We do not know. Is the church going to die in this land and be in another? Well, God's moved it before. We're told in history, in the Bible, that it's been moved. We're told the consequences of sins. We live in the most prosperous nation that's ever been on the face of the earth, I believe. And we've turned aside and we've turned away by our very own nature from the things of God. God would be just to take it, but I pray that He does not. But my point is this. We do not know what God is going to do in fullness. We cannot tell the future. The only future we can declare is what God has given us in Scripture. But I can tell you this. As long as we are here, as we have heard, God's people will be delivered while everything else crumbles around us. That edifies the body of Christ. Teach us of the Lord. Teach us how to walk. Teach us how to sing. Teach us what God requires of us to do in His kingdom. That is the gift of the ministry. That is the importance of coming to church. Would to God that all His children could know that and see that, and more would come. But nature stands in the way. To edify the church, to build it up in godliness and righteousness, we can't do this. We plant, we water, God gives the increase. To build it up in number, Lord, please add daily that which should be saved. But to give us strength in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that we might add unto our faith daily, what? Knowledge, virtue, power, strength, the things of God, that we may walk in this world, giving all glory unto the God of heaven.